Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a layered jungle AMN variation using macro controls creatively. Today we are not trying to build a huge drum solo. We're building something much more useful for drum and bass production. A compact, playable drum tool that can change energy on command. Think intro, breakdown, build, drop, or those little 8-bar switch-ups that keep a track moving without rewriting the whole beat. That's the real power here. In jungle and DNB, the drums often need to evolve fast, but they still have to stay recognizable. So instead of endlessly drawing new patterns, we're going to make one AMN-based loop that can shift between different states: dry and dusty, tight and punchy, wide and atmospheric, busy and chopped, or stripped back and DJ-friendly. We'll stay inside Ableton stock devices and keep the workflow beginner-friendly. We'll layer a main AMN break with supporting drums, then wrap the whole thing in a rack so macros can control brightness, grit, tightness, stereo width, fill energy, and punch. By the end, you'll have a loop that feels performable, not static. Let's start with the foundation. Create a new MIDI track and load a drum rack, or if you prefer a simpler route, drag your AMN sample into Ableton and use Slice to new MIDI track. If the break is messy, use transient slicing, maybe with 1/16 or 1/8 resolution, so you get cleaner chops. Name that group something clear like AMN main. If you already have a clean AMN loop, you can also drop it into simpler and play the clip directly. The main thing is to keep it simple at first. One main break, no fancy extras yet. In jungle, the identity of the break matters a lot, so let that AMN be the star. Now let's add support underneath it. We want three supporting layers: a kick layer, a snare layer, and a top percussion layer. You can keep these inside the same drum rack or put them on separate tracks, whichever feels easier. For the kick, use a short sample with good low-end punch. Trim the decay so it's not too long. If needed, high-pass just a touch on other layers to keep the low-end clean. For the snare, choose something with body and crack. You want it to cut through around the mid-range, but not get harsh. For the top layer, use hats, shakers, or a ride texture. High-pass this aggressively so it stays out of the way of the kick and bass. Around 300 to 600 Hz is often a good starting area to clear out the lower junk. The key here is restraint. You are supporting the AMN, not competing with it. If you stack too much, the groove loses focus fast. Before we build macros, let's get the balance in shape. On the AMN layer, at EQ8, if the break has too much rumble, gently cut below about 30 to 50 Hz. If it feels boxy, you can dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it's too dull, add a tiny high shelf, but keep it subtle. On the kick layer, carve space if the AMN already has a lot of low end. You don't want the kick and break fighting each other. In DNB, clean low-end separation is everything. On the snare layer, you can use drum bus lightly if you want more smack. A small amount of drive can help, but don't overdo it. You want impact, not mush. And for now, keep some headroom. Don't chase loudness yet. A beginner safe move is simply to make sure your drum group is not clipping and there's still room for the bass later. Now for the fun part, the macro controls. Select your drum group and create an audio effect rack if you need to. If you're working in drum rack, you can still use macro mapping on the rack or on grouped processing. The idea is the same: give yourself a few powerful controls that can reshape the groove quickly. Let's map 6 useful macros. Macro 1 will be brightness. This can control an EQ8 high shelf or a filter cutoff, so the loop can move from darker and more filter to brighter and more open. Macro 2 will be grit. Map this to saturator drive, so you can take the break from clean to dirty and urgent. Macro 3 will be tightness. This is great for shortening the feel of the loop, either through simpler envelope controls, sample decay, or filter movement. Macro 4 will be width. Use utility width here so you can go from narrow and mix-friendly to wider and more exciting. Macro 5 will be fill energy. This can control a reverb send or a bit of delay on the top layer so the loop can bloom right before a transition. Macro 6 will be drum bus punch. Map this to drive or transient shaping so the loop can hit harder when you need more energy. A big teacher tip here: keep each macro doing one main job. One macro should create a clear contrast, not do 10 tiny things at once. If brightness barely changes, the listener won't feel it. You want obvious movement, but still musical movement. Now let's use those macros to create the actual variation. Brightness should darken the intro and open up for the drop or fill. Tightness should make the loop feel shorter and tighter when you want punch, and looser when you want more tail and swing. Grit should stay low for a clean roller intro, then rise for grime and intensity. Width should stay narrower in the mixin sections, and wider when the drums need to feel bigger. Fill energy should only kick in when you want some lift, especially on the top layer or a few selected hits, so the whole drum image doesn't turn into wash. The best beginner approach is to map each macro to just one or two places. That keeps the rack easy to understand and easy to use later. Now we'll program the pattern. Open a MIDI clip and write a simple 4-bar groove. Don't overcomplicate it. The idea is repetition with small changes. For bar 1, keep it like the core groove, clean and strong. For bar 2, maybe add a ghost kick or ghost snare near the end of the bar. For bar 3, open the hats a bit or brighten the top layer. For bar 4, add a tiny fill hit, maybe a snare accent, a chop top note, or a little reverse style movement that leads back into the loop. Think of the 4 bars like a question and answer. Bars 1 and 2 establish the groove. Bars 3 and 4 create the push that makes the loop feel alive. If you're using sliced amen notes, you can also duplicate the clip and make a few versions. One can be tight and intro-friendly. One can be brighter and more active. One can be your fill version with extra detail. That way, you can trigger different states like actual DJ tools instead of just one repeating loop. Now let's automate the macros across the arrangement. This is where the loop becomes a proper arrangement tool, not just a loop. In arrangement view, automate brightness slowly up over 4 or 8 bars before the drop. Increase grit during the build so tension rises. Keep width narrower in the intro, and let it open up when the drop lands. Use a small reverb or space spike only on the last hit before the drop. And if you want the first bar of the drop to feel bigger, give punch a little lift there. A simple arrangement idea could look like this. Bars 1 to 8, a DJ intro with low brightness, low width, and minimal grit. Bars 9 to 16, tension build with more brightness and a touch of grit. Bars 17 to 24, full drop with more punch and top end. Bars 25 to 32, variation, where you thin one layer, then bring back fill energy. That contrast is the secret. If every bar is intense, nothing feels special. Macro movement gives you progression without changing the identity of the drums. Because this is aimed at DJ tools, let's make sure it mixes well. Create an intro version that has reduced subactivity, narrower width, and less saturation. Keep it useful for blending into another track. Then make a main version with a full amen variation and macro movement. You can also make an outro version that strips back some of the top end, but keeps the groove alive, so the next mix can come in cleanly. A DJ-friendly intro matters a lot in jungle and DNB, because you want rhythmic identity without too much low-end conflict. A clean intro gives you space for transitions, doubles, rewinds, and blend-ins. Now, a few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the amen too busy. If the break is crowded, the variation loses impact. Let the macros do the work. Second, don't widen the low end too much. Keep the kick and deepest elements centered. Use width mostly on higher percussion. Third, don't drive saturation too hard. If the break starts losing punch, back it off and compare with bypass. Fourth, leave headroom. DNB mixes need space for heavy sub. Fifth, don't map too many things to one macro. Simpler is better. Clear controls are easier to perform and easier to remember. And sixth, always test the loop in context with bass. Something that sounds huge by itself can get messy once the sub is added. If you want to push this further, here are a few pro style ideas. Try a soft clipping style with saturator by keeping drive moderate and adjusting output. That can add grit without killing transients. Use utility on the drum bus and automate width from around 90 to 100% in the intro up to 110 or 120% in hype sections, while keeping bass mono. Add just a tiny bit of auto-filter movement on the top layer. Slow cutoff changes can make the loop feel alive without sounding overprocessed. For darker rollers, keep the amen slightly filtered and let the bass line carry more of the aggression. That often makes the whole track feel heavier. And if you want a more neural-leaning edge, let a macro increase grit only on the busiest fills, so the main groove stays clean while the transitions get dirty. Here's a simple practice challenge. Load an amen into Sampler or slice it to a new MIDI track. Add one kick, one snare, and one top percussion layer. Put the drum group into an audio effect rack. Map 4 macros, brightness, grit, tightness, and width. Write a 4-bar pattern with one small change each bar. Automate the macros so bar 1 is dark and tight, bar 2 is a bit brighter, bar 3 has more grit, and bar 4 has a mini fill with more space. Then duplicate the clip and make a DJ intro version by lowering brightness and width. Listen with a simple bass note or a low drone underneath. That will tell you whether the rack actually works in a Reedl mix context. If you can switch between intro, main, and fill states using just a few macro moves, you've nailed the core idea. So to wrap up, start with a clean amen and a few supporting drum layers. Use Ableton stock devices like Drum Rack, Simpler, EQ8, Saturator, Drum Bus, Auto Filter, Utility, and Audio Effect Rack. Map a small set of macros to useful drum movement. Make tiny 4-bar variations instead of trying to reinvent the whole break. Keep it DJ-friendly with intro and outro versions. And remember, in DNB, the best drum tools are not just loops. They're performance-ready systems that can move with the arrangement. That's the technique. Now go build your rack, move those macros, and make that amen breathe.